the beginning of Perek Beis, and we had seen the first piece of Perek Beis, where he speaks about everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelek l'chayim mal. We spoke last time about the musig of chelek l'chayim, so on barichas. Now he's going to give us the tzushtal to it. And the tzushtal is not any less difficult, maybe even more difficult to understand than the chelek l'chayim mal. Kach. Al derech moshel nishmas Yisrael olu b'machshava kirechsib bni b'chor Yisrael bonim atam Hashem lekeichem. Klal Yisrael was olu b'machshava, like it says bni b'chor Yisrael and bonim atam Hashem lekeichem. Let's discuss what he said now. He's saying that we have two psukim that call times for bonim takarish baruch hu. Now, what does a ben mean? On the one hand, everything is made by takarish baruch hu. That's, you know, everything was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you define those people that are called children? Yeah, more beloved, less beloved, fine. I mean, it's a distinction. When I say someone is a son of mine, it means something very specific. It means that the genetic material that's mine in him, it means that I physically created him through a certain act. What does it mean by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh was born? So it certainly conveys an atzmius as opposed to others, in the sense that if I make something, it is a function of mine. I did it, so I have an association with it. A child is a piece of me. So that is certainly true. In other words, by calling Kleisel Bunim, there's an implication that there's something very central of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kleisel's Metzias. But he gives it a little bit more of a definition. Pirush. Kimoi shehaben nimshach memoyach ha'av, kach kaviyochol nishmas kol isri su'ol, nimsheches machshav techmos yisbarach. The iu hakim bleim chachma yediya, alehu chachmos ha'echad. Okay, let's talk about this point. And this point is not an easy point at all. The understanding in
this is a tangent, right?
What?
It says Klal Yisrael comes from the Chochma of Hashem.
It's not at all a tangent. No.
And he says him and his Chochma are inseparable. That's a tangential.
Not at all. It's very central. Let's explain why it's very central.
Okay.
It says in the Zohar Kaddish, he brings it later on, that every child comes from a Tipa Zera, and the Tipa Zera is Nimshach from the Mayach Refah. That's what the Zakari says. Biologically, we can relate it. If somebody wants to dig biologically, it actually is interesting that in the process of arousal and so on, there's a hormone, I think it's called lupin or something like that, that goes straight. It's this aura in the mind and comes down and affects the appropriate environment and so on. That's a biological counterpart. I don't think it's significant. I think what's significant is as follows. The mayach of something, for instance, in a cell, there's the chelek in the cell that guides everything else and determines how everything else will function. The nucleus of a cell that has a genetic material dictates how everything will develop. So there's always, in any time you have a complex structure that needs to be in a certain way, there's got to be a moyach. There's got to be a something that can impose order and structure on the thing that's coming out of it. That's given. So a cell has a nucleus, and a nucleus, you have genetic material, which acts as the moyach, and it tells the cell, create this, create that, put it together this way, put it that way, however it does it, and kahave. In a, it stands to reason, therefore, that in a person, what comes over to a child is the same set of maichin that he has in himself. We have a set of instructions that are true to all cells. That's a genetic code of sorts. So when we have a child, what comes over is that same set of directions, instructions, and so on. It's not like if I take a piece of meat and chop it into two. So one piece of meat, the other piece of meat. Here the point is the koach that shaped me is shaping my child, and obviously with two parents together. So, but that's what's happening. Let's go even a step further in terms of emotionally. A person wants many possessions. People like cars, people like homes, people like vacations, people like a lot of things. But liking a child is very, very different than liking a house and a car and everything else. Everything else I dehere as periphery. I dehere as being things that I have. A child I dehere as self. That's what a person that has a child in its most primistic oifen is, this is me, this is my hemshich. And on a psychological level, that's what a child is. So when I say this is my child, what I'm saying is he comes from my very primius. On a physical level, let's discount the neshama, which is something that we can't put a finger on, define. If we needed to define what's innermost to us, it would be our understanding, perception, thought, etc. So the idea is a son comes from the tipus moichin of a father, meaning the very core of what a father is what becomes a child. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say the Klal is called Bnei Bechori, or Ban Ratam Shalakechem, we're identifying the Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The child is not a branch of one of the Hanhagas. Like we spoke last time, it's not another piece that's necessary in the binyan, it's the content of the binyan itself. Let's take an example in a cell. In a cell, you have the nucleus, which is directing and putting each piece into place. And you have all the pieces, and each piece is very important. But each piece is a piece unto itself. It's not the core of the cell. Slice off bits and pieces. I mean, let's take a thought experiment. If you take a person and you transplant somebody else's kidney, it's the same person. No one has a problem saying this is Reuven with a kidney that I got from Shimon. And since truth is almost all Ivar, even if a person they were transplanted lungs and heart and kidney and liver from somebody else, you would still have no problem saying it's Reuven. They now have faith transplants. That's much harder. It's a little bit strange. You know, I wonder psychologically how a person copes with being deaf. But okay, you know, but it's still, you know, call Yaakov, if you talk to him in a conversation, you get back the old person. Imagine you could do a brain transplant. So if you took the body of Reuven and you transplanted Shimon's brain in it, I don't think anybody would think of it as other than Shimon. I would look at it as Shimon with a new body rather than Reuven with a new brain. Unless Reuven's African equality was he had no brain, so then we might actually tag it as Reuven with an appendix. But the Solomon Rebbe's Karabach once said he was very annoyed at people who would stay up late at night. It would be up all night before bris, and then they would sort of zank down at the bris and not be able to do it. So the Sivis Rolls, he said that it's a certain act, or it's not a truth, but he said he once spoke to a peasant in Europe. This peasant was a peasant who thought deeply into the Bria. And he said he's looked at every aver of a person and thought about what its purpose is, and he has a purpose for every aver. The one that that he grapples with is the head. What's its purpose in the head? After many years of thought, he realized it's the perfect place to hang a hat on. So Nimshel was that there are people that they do the mitzvahs with hand and feet and that, but their head is someplace else. They're zanked out or whatever it is. Agopani. Now, he adds this piece here. He's hearing a point, and this point is a point that's very deep on its own, but it's a necessary piece that he's adding. Let's explain what this point is. There's in the Nusach Sfadiyin and the Sfadiyin as well, in Shachris, they say a Pasach al Yo before Shachris. It's a piece on Tikkun HaZohar, and you probably say it tells Fadim, yeah.
Zachor
LaTov. And it says, basically, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are everything. You're a chacham, and you're this and that. You have the nusach over here?
Yeah.
Let's say the piece of a lov chacham yedias.
Atzum, lov chacham yedia, maybe lov mil yedia, ve'in la de'it, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
So there's a whole bunch of like paradoxes that he says. Let me have a sec. It goes like this. It's a very famous mimer. Again, this is funny. You're one, but not one in a, like that you can count 1, 2, 3. You are above everything. It's impossible to think about you. You brought out 10 tikkunim, which you call 10 sphirim, with which you run the world, but you are one and the same with them. And you are the pnimius of all these anhagas, and anyone that tries to separate them and tries to make each anyone a separate entity is being parted from you. In other words, if anyone takes anyone in midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sort of makes it in its own midah, That's very bad. And he says, you're a chacham, but you're not machshav yedia. You don't use chachma, and you know, but not with chachma. You understand, but not with bina, and so on. Meaning as follows: in a person, these are really separate elements. I can sometimes use my seichel, and I can sometimes do something without using my seichel. I can actually divorce the seichel from the person. By Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of his middos and him are one and the same, and certainly chachma. So basically, what he needs is
chachma. Yediyah doesn't mean that I always thought it meant we understand your chachma. We being a yediyah that we could understand your. I mean, your chachma is a chachma way above our chachma.
It means the way it took the way he is the iur chachma and chachma yediyah means
it's inseparable from your malchus. Right?
Yes,
and he says
ukemoisha maramba. He says that's exactly what Rambam says. Shu amada v'yodea v'dov is impressed of vina buriyov. So the seva chaykal kai timsa. By the Rambam means as follows: when I look at something, I'm looking at this smartphone. So the smartphone has an existence. I have a way in which I perceive it. In other words, when I tell you the smartphone works this way, that way, the other way, I'm really describing how my mind understands it, and it may or may not be exactly what the thing is. By Kadosh Baruch Hu. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, us. It's like the Ebenezer says in one of the places, we've seen it a few times. He says he knows it al haderech shehakol yodea et ha'chelek. It's not outside, but it is him himself. In whatever that is, it's a deep inyan. That's not his inyan really. That's not where he's coming. And like I think I mentioned in the beginning, I think one of the tachlesim of the Tanya, when he wrote the Sefer, he wrote this as the basic Sefer for giving people an insight into Avodas Hashem, and therefore he introduces a lot of terminology, which he may make you say, he's saying basically, his train of thought is like this. We come, by calling us Banim means we come from a Pchina that's called Chachma, so he's Barach. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachma Sivehu is one, so in a sense that means we come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give an example by people why it's not like that. We can understand what's right to do, and we could not do it. Because Chachma is a tool for us. It's we can disentouch Chachma, and a person is a Nechaz Beruach Shtos. That means it's possible I'm there, but my Chachma is disengaged. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, him and the Chachmas is Echad. And the Rambam says, through Amada v'yadea, where you do it, says, v'dov hazeh ein b'chol hazeh l'avin aburav. I'll just describe it so I wouldn't say a little bit what it is. What the Rambam means is, whenever I understand something, three things are present. One is the thing itself. One is the set, the language with which I'm translating it. Let's give a for instance. You have numbers that are called irrational numbers, like pi. It doesn't mean it's crazy. It means that you can't write it as a decimal. You write it as a fraction. You can't write it as a decimal. So if I'm trying to understand something with my set, with a certain branch of Chachma, there are certain things where you say you can't understand it with algebra, with calculus, you'll be able to figure it out. So in every idea, you have the thing that's being known, the tool with which you're examining it, and the person's perception of it. So we have three nekudas here, which are different. Let's say a psychologist trying to understand somebody. First of all, I don't know if you feel about your depression the way I feel about a depression. I don't know. I have only three illnesses that my book allows: depression, hyper, and ADD. So I don't know. So maybe it's a shtickle, but I don't have a term. And then I have a certain tefisa now to say things, and that might not be true. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, the idea, the matter, and you're doing one and the same. We don't know what that means. All we know is there are no distinctions. And therefore, all he wants to bring from the Rambam is the Rambam and Kabbalah both understood that anything that we call about machshava v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person has a machshava. He may or may not follow through because it's not him. He may or may not have the entire machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava is achekel kai timtzo, ksikle machshavayse machshava secha. So therefore, everybody in Klal Yisrael comes from the emek of Chachma v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is identical. If you have an akuda that we call chachmasai, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the Bria, if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom deemed as being appropriate to create, then this is part and part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. Atzmius kaviyachol. That's what we can assert. That's what he wants from this. Okay. Now he's saying, ve'af, he's putting a caveat down. Ve'af sheyesh vavas mine chalukim adreges mine shamas gavoy al gavoy al enkeis. I mean, you're telling me that everybody is counseling on Kosh. What, you know, a little bit of infinite and a lot of infinite and the phenomenal amount of infinite is one and the same. Infinite doesn't allow itself for different tale here that Tuchsidim are arguing vehemently about which Rebbe is greater. So one brought these nisim, one brought those nisim, one brought these mosim, one brought those mosim. And then one guy said, I want to tell you something. On my Rebbe, you can see the shin on his face. So the other guy says, what are you talking about? He says, on my Rebbe, you can never see the shin on his face. He says, how can you compare the shin to the shin? Your shin to my shin. It's a different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ask me a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. So if you have. So how do I have neshamas that are different? There's some neshamas that are. So how do you compare that? So he says, there are different madrigs in Shema. Different madrigs in Shema means different levels of possible potential and achievement. Now, obviously, no matter, even if their neshamas were much higher than neshamas, they had bechira. I mean, Avsalom had a very high neshama, he chose to go off. Yerubim had a very high neshama, Lish ben Achan had high neshamas, Esav had high neshama, then they all crashed. They all, so it didn't start bechira, but they had big neshamas. We're the lowest darga of neshama. So how can you possibly say that we're all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'chein b'chol dor v'dor yish rosh alfi yisrael. In each door you have rosh alfi yisrael and rosh alfi yisrael and rosh alfi yisrael and rosh alfi yisrael and rosh alfi yisrael. And the neshamas of the Gdolei Yisrael to the neshamas of Tani Yisrael. Yes, they're different dargas, but it's like a tree. Even the last piece of the tree is getting a unique from the shorish. It's part of one living organism. Just like the Ben is Nimshach Moich Av, Shafila Tziporni Raglo is Havim Tibazu Mamish. So even the lowest part, even the fingernail, which has no feeling and is very distinct from the Chiyus, but it all came, it evolved from that high dagger. For Yoda, I think the standards will have been super nice. The imkals are then extrum, the head is being yuchud nifla, the otzim, the mahusa, the smus, the reason, the shaytibus, the ha'av. So every single organ of the body, no matter how far down, no matter how far down the totem pole, is nimshach. The gamachshav, and that's why theoretically, if you take a DNA material out of any part of the body, that's incredible. You know, and I think I have a tremendous sense that the more science discovers, the more we understand. Not just we see the philosophy because it's complex, but you see the content. You can every single cell of the body, the lowest cell of the body, has in itself the material that could build back the entire body. It just you have to have turn on, turn off. We got Marsha Ben Yenika Sipranaim Chiyusin Nishachs Ma Marsha Baroish Chiyusin BeGemara Leivish Menu Gid Matzal Sipranaim. And then we'll skip the next quote. The Kacha Mamish Kaveyochel B'Sherish Kol Hanefesh Ruach Hashem Shekol Yisrael Lemala. So in the establishments of all the neshamas, that's where those neshamas come from. The imkolze, I then akshuros in yichodas biyuchad nifla ba'otzim b'mehusin ba'tzmusin rishin shiham shachas chachmei lo. Ki nikas v'chias nefesh ruach v'neshama shama eretz u'min nefesh ruach neshama shal tzadik v'chom rashi v'yisrael shabedoro. This is on the kuda here that is a little bit interesting.
Well, scopically interesting.
Yes.
It's true. What's the problem with it?
So let's talk about this point, because one of the points where Hasidus diverged very sharply from the non-Chassidim Snagdim was this Nekuda. We have two ways of going. So you could say, yes, all the Neshamas are Mishtalful from high Neshamas. What's my Tachlis? My Tachlis is very Rakesh Baruch Hu. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business to decide where I am and what I do and so on and so forth. And I follow other things there. That there be any avoda, specifically being mistabik to the tzaddik, is something that was not at all ever really spoken about. Taught or understood to be so in the Nasidic world. You listen to a Rav when he paskins, you learn Chachmafim, we understand it. I don't understand Torah well enough. I need to understand from my Rebbe. I'll never understand Torah myself unless I learn from my Rebbe. Unless I look at his son Haggis, I'm inspired by his songs. A Rebbe is a teacher, period. But that there be any avoda specifically focused on being mistabik. Rav Shach once told somebody, there was somebody who was like, I guess, tailing him and sort of getting on his nerves a little bit. Rav Shach told him, you know, somebody once said that he reached a very high darga because he used to wait outside the Vilna Gaon's room with water and a bowl to wash. They should be able to do until Sadaim. So he was waiting for hours. And as soon as the door would open, the Gaon would do his name, he right away would ask him a shiloh learning. That's where Rav Shach finished the story. In other words, hanging around has a matara only in terms of learning. I'll give an example. When I was a bach in the mir, so Ger was a very big, was very much a bach, the Rebbe, the basis role was a very, very, charismatic person, was a brilliant person, tremendous talent, very brilliant, very colorful, very interesting personality. It was a Meshach, it was very a big part of Meshach. And Bachum Gol, I'm Bachum Gol. Now, the framework of the Tish was that the Rebbe said to her, you couldn't hear it. They said very shortly, very kitsa. Ger is very, very kitsa, think that's that. And a bach would come back after 2,500 to Tish. He would come back like he looked like he had that I looked like I made you work out in the gym, because what happened, the tish was constant pushing everybody to get close to the Rebbe. I would ask them, what did the Rebbe say? I had no idea. But the shtupping is to get a kasher with the tzaddik. It's something which not only is alien to where we come from, it almost begins to look as going the wrong direction. We're not nistabik to a boss of a dumb, we're nistabik to the Torah of a Torah. A Rebbe means a person teaching me Torah, not as an entity by itself. Be it as it may, this was a very big function of Hasidus, where the Hamoiram saw themselves largely as being kosher and David Rebbe. And this is one of the areas that created the tremendous Isnagdus. You know, depending, each door had its different framework of things, but it's some places, like, really, there are certain places where it's frightening at the way, you know, when you start saying there's no way you can get to God's Baruch Hu except through me, that is for somebody who was brought up with equally money the way I was brought up and you were brought up, it smells very strongly of some problematic fear. Their understanding is you think that you with your grubber Musagim are right to stand the Fnei Hashem, you don't begin to understand what's being the Fnei Hashem. It's you know, if you know here you have somebody who's fasting and not sleeping and cool David Ben Shparuch, that's the person's thing. It's a mahal. He's saying, but like upon him, he's adding this piece because this was an important nekuda. See, listen, this is a nekuda that was contested. Both in terms of the etzim and in terms of the problems that it creates when it becomes just a mindless hanging on to a tzaddik without any mystic nika or anything like that. It's not the problem. I'm learning from him, seeing. We'll hold it here.
But there you see only from the next piece. So, I mean, I thought Rebbe was going to say the exact opposite. Here you see, he's saying that every single yid is kosher. Even the fingernails are kosher to the...
Right, but he says here...
The next piece is where he starts with being the...
Correct. He explains the dafka, but you're right. It's the next piece that really develops.
But even for the next piece, why don't you see him referring to connecting to Mitzvah's Torah, being... What do you see from the Tanya he means just... Physical.
I'm not saying that he says Vim calls it.
He says that even the fingernails connected back to the deepest genetic cell of Chochma that exists.
You're right. It depends really how you interpret it.
And I thought Tashkaf was the other way around, that the Litvish thing was that the Talmud Chochma is on the top and the Balabas is
okay,
the
okay, Gersh. So,
and I say that you should know even the Gersh
Yes, the Taina was that in the non-Hasidic mindset, Kiel, someone who's not a Talmud Chacham is worthless, and what's the point of it, and so on and so forth. He's saying that because everybody's Dabuk somehow, it depends. So if the Litvish mindset leads, if the Mestangish, he was also Litvish, if the Mestangish mindset leads you to say, and therefore every mitzvah that you do is choshev and so on and so forth, then it's great. If it leads you to be Mesiyah to say, what's the point of it? I mean, maybe I'll learn in two or three missions, but what's it, le'umas? I mean, that's one of the problems today, actually, in people who leave yeshivas. Because the yeshivas stress what God's material is, to the detriment of just doing a mitzvah. Yeah, so what do? You daven every day, you have an hour seder, and Shabbos, you have a suda, so that's Yiddishkeit, that's ruchnias, that's what are you? That's a very, very depressing thought. And Chassidus came and said, every single mitzvah you do is mamish gevaldik, and it and a nekuda, but and since you're mekusha with the tzaddik, and he does the avoid, it's your avoid. It's like a kukkadal's avoid. I think both are seeing part of the truth. And so long as they keep each other honest, we're in good shape. If each one spins off in its own direction, we have a problem. Okay.
I understand what you're trying to get with the guys with the Ben. What's trying to get with the Chachma? Was trying to.
Because he's a Ben. The only way we can inherit. It's not physical atzmis. It's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, what he wants out of the bria, what is tachlis, what is it's retzoinei Yisbarach. That's where we're coming from.